Lamashla, the next Gemara is, we have mamish in the middle of the woods, let's say you just have a roof, that's all. No walls. You have just four poles holding up a good roof. It's a flat roof, but no mechitz at all. So if you say pitikra, we look at each end of the roof as if the stair comes down. So if you say pitikra on each side, it's mamash reshus yachid inside. So you're allowed to carry inside on Shabbos. Here for a sukkah, the same thing. So Abaye says, yes, I say pitikra, you heard the same thing Abaye says. So even though the tzchach is in the middle of the chotzer and there's no walls right next to the tzchach, but since the end of the roof of the porch, the yawning, ends right there where the tzchach starts, and the end of that roof, I could say pitikra. I look as if the tear, the opening, the end part of that beam of the roof, I can look as if it goes straight down. So now I have a mechitza right next to the tzchach. Rashi says, Amrinem pitikra yard v'seisim. The Rashi shita is mikol tzad. A bayin that says pitikra means even on four sides. Hey, for sukkah, you only have to say it on three sides. But Vilcha Shabbos, Abai Rashi learns, you would even say it on all four sides. That's what Abai holds. On four sides, we say Pitikra. Rabbi Ramano Psula, Rashi, lo yamin a Pitikra Rabbi Soysim. Kafarish Tayla Kavala, we'll soon see why. Now, Pitikra, Rashi learns, that means, Ubiyon Shel Nesorim, the thickness of the beams, Bechudin at its peak, at the end of it. At the end of the beams of the house, or the roof, that we say Pitikra Rabbi Soysim. It could come straight down. So that's this Machlokes. If you have the roof of the porch, when it ends, so we make a mechitzer at the end of it to say that's a good wall for the sukkah now. So Rav Ramav Sula, lo yamin a pitikra Rav Soysim. That's the machlekes Abaye of Rav. The Omer le Rav, so Rav said labaye to Abaye, the churun l'didach, according to you, yes, Abaye says, so Rav says to Abaye, l'didach, according to you, Abaye, the Yamrit Pitikra, Yorid Vesoysim, you want to stand a flat roof. At the end of the roof, we look as if it goes straight down to the floor. It could make a mechitzam, so look as if the roof of this porch comes straight down at the end of it. So there's mamash mechitz at the beginning of the sukkah. What's going to be, it should come out, afilo hifchis, doifin and tsoy. Even in a case, let's say Metchila, you have three walls, and you put tzchach on top, like a roof on top. Now, later on, the middle wall caves in. So since the middle wall caves in, the horse mamasha a pathway, you can mamasha walk straight through. You only have two mechitzes now on the two sides. On two parallel sides you have mechitzes. But mamasha, the other two ends are open. So you can mamasha walk through it. Still you want to tell me it's kosher now for sukkah or for shusha yachid, because I should say pitikli, you're the seisim. What if I care if the middle wall caved in, but the maestro is like tzchach on top, there's like roof on top. So the tzchach itself, the roof on top, I should say pitikram. I just look as if it comes down at the end. So even though the wall caved in, but that pitikra make it for wall. So the way Rashi learns that Abaye said to say pitikra on all four sides. So for sure, in this case also you should say pitikra. So Marian says no. Omalei, Abaye answers back, Maidina lecho, I'm maidu to you, in this case I do not say pitikra. Tehi, why? Tehevelei kemavi, I'm a foolish. Because since the two openings are two opposite sides, it's almost like an alleyway. You could walk straight through it. It's a movim of foolish. If you only have two mechitzes on two opposite sides, two parallel sides, but the two ends, the two entrances are open. So since it's mamash a pathway that people could walk through it, here Abaye is made, I don't say pitikra. That's the way Rashi learns. It's even though Abaye almost says later, we'll soon see, you say pitikra on all four sides. That's if you have it in a private property that nobody walks through there. If you don't have a people walking through, then I could say pitikra on all four sides. But here that you have at the middle wall fell through. So Maestas, Ramas like a Mavim of foolish. His Ramas a good pathway. And Maestas to Rabim, pass by here, there are bias more that don't say Pitikram. Like Pitikram, you can't say a din of Machita comes down if Lamaisa people keep on walking through there. So it's a stira to say that Tikra should come down if people are walking through there. Mashaykh in a place where it's not such a pathway, but people don't walk through so much, then a bias more that say Pitikram. Ravaita. Let's say Abaye v'Rova beplukta the Rav and Shmuel kimiflagi. The Machlekes Abaye v'Rova is told in a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Yitzhak will learn like this. Look at Hilcha Shabbos. Achsad Rova Dika. You have an open porch. A porch here means there's no walls to it. The way Rashi learns, you only have a roof. You have a roof and four beams on the side holding up the roof, but no mechitzes at all. The Dika in the middle of a valley. So the Rashi learns it means a private, like it's a private property. It's not in the Rishus Rabin that people are walking through there. It's not in the middle of the path road. It's because in a private valley like. So Rav Amarav says, Mutal Atalta Bakula. Shno on Shabbos, underneath this roof, inside this porch light, you're allowed to carry all around it. Why? Even though there's no walls at all. Because I said, the Amrin of Pitik, we heard the system. That's the way Rashi learns. That Rav hold, you say like Abaya, you say Pitik on all four sides. Even though there's no walls at all, it's only a roof on top. But since it's a flat roof, on all four sides of it, I look as if Pi Tikram, the end of it, goes straight down. So I have now four walls, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're allowed to carry inside. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Ein metalt limbo ela badal damis. That as a loch is still like a caramelist, that you're not allowed to carry more than four amis. Because the walls, you have no walls there. You only have a roof, no walls. So true, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not. Because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can't have a curry on top, can't have a makur, can't have a roof on top. Well, here's the bikkut, not in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim altogether. But I call upon him, it has enough like a caramelist. That, midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry there more than four amas. Ushmulam ein metantlam bo elam badal damas. Why? The law yamrina pitikri yari vesaisim. So the Rashi learns, Shmuel just says on four sides, I do not say pitikra. And it could be on three sides or two sides, maybe you would say pitikra. The way Rashi learns, Allah Chabad, you would say it. Just Shmuel only argues to say that on all four sides I don't say Pitikra. And according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we paskin like Rav, so even on four sides I say Pitikra. That's what Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues in Rashi and says, no, we're not talking about it's open on all four sides. Havad on four sides, you never say Pitikra. It's only a question when you have to have at least two or three good mechitzes. And on the last side, then we say Pitikra. That's what Rashi, that's where Tosfos learns the Machlokes. So I call upon the Ugonia, what Rashi's gang is, that even on all four sides, Rav says, you do say Pitikra, there's no walls at all, and Shmuel, in such a case, says, I don't say Pitikra. Eim atat lembom. So Gemara, Elo b'dal dam. So Gemara says like this. Le'amina Pitikra yor v'saisim. Now, Gemara says like this. So, comes out like this. We have, so, first of all, a machlekes before, by Sukkah, a machlekes between Abaye and Rava. That Abaye says the Sukkah is kosher, going to say Pitikra, and Rava says, you don't say Pitikra. The Sukkah is possible. And here we have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, if you say Pitikra by a bikkur on the gate to Sukkah Shabbos. So Kuru Mara says, it's a machlokes anoyim. Because Aliba the Shmuel, according to Shmuel that says, I don't say Pitikra by Shabbos. By this Achsadra here, so Kuliyamulai Pligi. Like for sure, according to Shmuel, it's a machlokes anoyim. In other words, Abaya, that says by Hilcha Sukkah, it's Kshero. So for sure, he's going to hold by an Achsadra also with kosher. So Shmuel says it's puzzle, so Shmuel for Shmuel does not come out according to Abaya. So in other words, Shmuel only goes according to Rava, that says you don't say Pitikra by Sukkah. But Shane Kane, Mer says, Kalem Pligi, that for sure Shmuel's din is a machlokes tanoi, is a machlokes. Now keep Pligi, where are we doubtful? Aliba the Rav. We have a suffix, what's Chan Rav here?